This Ross Greenwood podcast is brought to you by superadvice.com.au. Make sure you get the correct advice on super changes before the June 30 deadline. Go to superadvice.com.au. Super Advice. Financial information powered by InvestSmart.
Now on Money News, the inside view on property with Jonathan Chancellor.
Okay, let's jump in, Jonathan Chancellor, with the weekend's property update and where it's going this week. Jonathan, do you reckon it'll quieten down as a result of the budget coming up or not?
I think people are always worried about change, and so therefore the budget probably in anticipation has been a bit of a dampener on the market. The clearance rate has weakened just a tad, not by a lot, but I think those boom days of 80% clearance rates are gone.
Oh, that's interesting. You're saying that. That's quite curious. Okay, just explain some anecdotal evidence you saw over the weekend that might explain that.
Well, look, I think estate agents are saying that there are nowhere near the numbers bidding at auction, and also there's a higher number of people who have looked but don't turn up. In other words, ring me Monday, let me know what happened. And that just means that they're just showing a little bit of common sense. They don't want to get caught up in the moment, which was, you know, a stellar run at above 80% for, I think it was about 12 weeks in a row the clearance rates were above 80%.
Okay, the other one also is just having a quick look at, say, for example, you have a look at the block, that octagonal thing in South Yarra that was done by the block a couple of years ago. Susie Taylor was one who did that. I think it was sold at $1.8 million. But this didn't go off as expected, did it?
No. And in that classic case, there was only two bidders, and it was passed in at $2 million. The vendor wants $2.35 million, and they, as you said, paid $1.8 million. I think it was late. It was sometime in 2015 that in that series, in the old motel that was converted on Commercial Road down there in South Yarra. It does offer a good rental return, $1,800 a week for a permanent tenant, or if you wanted to do it by the night, short stay accommodation, the agents at RT Edco were saying $485 a night.
Geez, I'll tell you, it's interesting stuff. Jonathan Chancellor, we might come back to you later this week, Jonathan, because there's plenty more going to be happening in property post the budget, and we'll get some analysis from you. Jonathan Chancellor from propertyobserver.com.au. As always, thanks for your time.
Happy to do so.
From July 1, the superannuation landscape will be vastly different. You need to be prepared by visiting superadvice.com.au. Should you borrow to get more money into super before June 30? How will transition to retirement change? How can you avoid additional tax? Superadvice.com.au can help you get ready with a wealth of information and the questions to ask your accountant. Be super ready with superadvice.com.au. Financial information powered by InvestSmart.